Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Katie, come here. No, it's all right. I got a guy. How you doing?
Good.
It's good to see you.
Me too.
I did 649 on that workout.
What's the weight?
93 for you.
Oh, shit.
Say hi to the listeners. Say hi to the people.
Oh.
We've got
say hi to the people
here.
Hi, people.
We had 18 unique listeners per episode.
Really?
Yeah.
You could probably
they?
Name them. I mean, like,
yeah.
There's Seth, there's
you
me,
fire
there's
them
Colette,
off.
There's...
Are they all gym people, or you got some, like...
It's,
I don't know.
Well, we can't identify them, like, as human, like, individually. We just know that they're out there.
I wonder if you can, like, get their IP addresses
I know.
And figure out where they listen.
I know Ash, Dave. But that's 18 listeners. I haven't even told my mom about this podcast.
Yeah.
We should advertise it around.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where you come in. Can we use the copy machine at your work and make some flyers?
Katie, what's your prediction? What year are you going to win CrossFit Open for PBCF? You could do that.
I don't think I could.
What
I
year
could
are you
going
to start putting in effort in? Is the question.
When's
today,
the year you're going to start getting there on time?
But, you know, it's rope climbs. I don't have my...
Just tell Damien you were doing the premier podcast in the Pioneer Valley. And he'll understand what that means, and he'll give you a free pass.
Yeah, right. He'll probably just, like, hate me more than he does.
And then tell Ash to get 15% off your next large coffee at Tarp.
They should advertise it at Tarp.
They really should.
Well, they've been giving discounts to the 18 listeners. They just don't know about it yet.
Are you actually recording?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, last time, didn't you, like, I deleted it?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
I'm on the podcast.
You're on the podcast right now.
Yeah.
All right, get lost.
Okay, bye.
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 So this is podcast 1.4. This is
yep.
No Rep CrossFit. Seth and Tony coming to you from Pioneer Valley CrossFit in Northampton, Massachusetts, where we are back outside.
We got booted again.
Yeah,
we're back in the parking lot. No tire even this time. We're just right on the ground.
I'm wondering if they did that on purpose.
Second class citizens.
They're trying to get rid of us.
Yeah.
So
if the gold memberships were still around, I bet there'd be a tire out here.
Yeah.
But
or we could have just gotten the old weight caddy to bring the tire back.
Yeah.
I don't have them anymore though.
No.
Seth and I have done extensive preparation for this podcast.
Yes.
The general topic is goals, goal setting, and accountability more generally.
Yeah. What would you say your fitness goal is? They ask that in there all the time. There's a board where people write their fitness goals. What's yours? Did I not give you enough time to think about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you probably didn't give me enough time to think. Well, I think that I tend to have a mind that flits a little bit, so I tend to have a lot of different goals. Right now, I'm trying to get to a 300-pound back squat. I also, because it's summer, just set a goal of trying to run a 6-minute mile. I ran a 6:45 yesterday, so I've got a little ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
I have. I also have body composition goals that are not measurable.
So
you're
actually doing something about those, though. You're actually trying to, I see you in there squatting and, you know, cleaning up diet and running. You're making strides towards maybe not one, but a number of different things. So
I'm making strides towards those particular goals, but I'm also focusing on what I would think of as sort of the epistemology of goals, which is the goal itself is sort of a meta place you're trying to get to. But then there's the question of what systems do you have in place to get to that goal?
Right.
And if you're not, if at least for me, if I'm not tracking what I'm doing in a consistent way, then it's that much harder to get to a goal that I set.
Right.
So, for example, right now I've found a scale for my weight that does body mass index. It does skeletal muscle weight. It does water weight. It does pounds, whatever. And I get on it every morning, and it puts all that stuff into an app. And so now, over the last week or two, I can see the direction I'm going, and I can already find that giving me a lot more accountability. I can feel the difference. I mean, just yesterday I went to Green Bean, and I didn't get pancakes.
Whoa.
I know.
Everything okay?
Well, yeah. Maybe... usually you would think that they were probably out of pancakes or the place had closed down or something.
Fire,
but,
flood.
Yeah. But no, I went with the got the hollandaise sauce on it?
The Benedict.
The Benedict.
Yeah, that's
the
pretty
Benedict.
Good too. Though.
Also very good veggie sausage on it. So, but that's a little way where like it became so much easier to say no to pancakes because I have some stuff in place, some ways to kind of track, which then gives me some accountability. So I'm right now focused on trying to get in place all of the ways that I track what I do. The other big one that I do for tracking is we have SugarWad, and then within SugarWad, the online app, we can log our workouts, but we can also log separate lifts. So if I go in, I can tell you over the last 3 months what I've done for my squats each time I've done a squat day.
So every time they frequently ask, you know, in the roundup,
what's
your
the
goals?
Roundup?
You know, at the beginning, whatever that's called,
beginning
circle
of
time, the class.
Oh, I'm never there.
Yeah.
I'm always late.
5 minutes late. Yeah. They always ask, and my answer is always to remain injury free. And I think mostly because I could set a goal. Like, I would love to snatch 225. I would love to do 20 unbroken muscle-ups. But for me, the reality is I don't have any accountability because no one is around making sure I do anything to get towards those goals. It's much like my diet. Like, I have no willpower. I have done nothing to get to a 225 snatch. I snatched yesterday, which is probably the first time in 3 months.
You need something to torture you.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not programmed and someone's not convincing me to do it, I'm not doing it on my own.
I watched a little blurb yesterday on Matt Fraser. You may have heard of him.
Yeah. Actually, he's maybe a guest on this.
He was talking about what he does, and he said he doesn't know anything about food. His fiance just cooks it and he eats it.
Well, that must be nice.
Imagine the, you know, so he's got accountability built in and also in such a way that that no pun intended, that's taken off of his plate. He can just focus on working out.
Yeah. Nobody's going to care if I snatch 225.
I do not care.
Right, exactly. So that's what I, like, but if I do really well in a workout that other people are also doing and beat them, people care about that, or it's a topic of conversation, whether it be in a group chat, in the after the workout. But if you're in the back by myself snatching and I snatch 225, no one's gonna care.
We went to Green Bean yesterday and all we did was talk about your performance at the WOD,
right.
The prior WOD.
Exactly.
I mean, it just fills the, it's the topic. Here's another one, is that my sense of it for you is that you really like being the guy. You like being the guy who can go into the WOD and do what nobody else can do. So there's a
sometimes
there's
yeah.
a sort of a general goal there, you know, in your, you know, maybe in your subconscious of, I want to maintain my ability to go in and, you know, play with the big boys.
Yeah. Sometimes I think that is part of it, but it's a burden, you know. It's a burden just having to be first all the time, you know.
We're gonna make up as you know, Seth, and as our listeners are learning, we have whole website we're spinning off of this.
Yep.
It's become very successful.
Mm-hmm.
It almost has an idea for maybe the first t-shirt.
Should we plug it?
Is not yet in production. But I was thinking of, we need a t-shirt that's like a bullseye.
Yeah.
You know, for someone like
on
you.
On the back.
On your back.
Yeah.
You know, no rep CrossFit. Bullseye.
Yeah.
You know, because you're the guy.
No rep XFit.
No rep XFit.
.com.
That's right. The website is no rep.
Plug it.
No rep XFit.com. It's got, we sort of turn these podcasts into blogs. We've got some funny little blurbs. Check it out. I'm still interested in how it is that you work at what I consider to be a pretty high level here, while not apparently extending the discipline during the WODs to the other parts of fitness that would help you get better in life.
Are you referring to diet?
Diet,
or mobility?
Mobility are really the two main ones. I know that you don't sleep.
No. Not by choice.
Right.
I mean, we visited the whole diet thing before.
Yeah.
I think it boils, like, I just really like food.
Mm.
And I know that if I cleaned up the diet, it would help, you know? But I'm not sure if it would take a mental toll on me.
I have a theory about that. The theory being that if you just set up the incentives the right way, the burden actually shifts the other way. It's so funny how little it takes to change from undisciplined to disciplined. I'll give you one small example. In my, you know, I went into my refrigerator last night, and there were like a half dozen chocolate balls in a bag. And I couldn't remember. I thought I had left them there from Easter, and my roommate was sitting there. And I pulled them out, and then I looked at
him.
Wait,
how would they have made it there since Easter?
Well, I may have forgotten them.
Okay.
And I had it in my head that I was about to eat all, like, 7 or 8 of them, and then...
Easy.
Yeah. And I said to my roommate, were these yours or mine? And he said, oh, they're mine, but you can have one. And, like, immediately... I had one, and it was so easy to not eat anymore because it was so clear in my head, those aren't mine. And it, like, that is that discipline, or is that just you've kind of changed the dynamics of the world just this tiny little bit, and, like, all of a sudden I didn't need to eat them.
So what you're saying is that if I have Ellie, my girlfriend, purchase and prepare all the food, that she is allowed to limit me what I do and do not eat.
Yeah, you need someone to... Yeah, to put the gutters on for you.
So,
have you ever seen the bowling alley that they put the gutters up?
Yeah,
you
know, the bumpers.
The bumper, gutter bumpers. Your life needs to be like that.
Oh, I need some pretty substantial bumpers. Wait, follow-up question. How do we get Ellie to purchase and prepare all my food for me so that I don't have to worry about it?
Well, you
how do we
to...
prepare an incentive system for her?
I was just thinking that. What is the incentive system for her? If you told her that if she did that consistently, that a few things would happen. One is all the puppies in the world would be fine.
Yeah.
And she would be able to take care of most of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that people in the world would start loving each other. You know?
She might be interested in that.
Yeah.
So what do we think of... I mean, this is something that now you got me thinking about it, is how is the accountability... of a group fitness class like CrossFit different than the accountability from a regular Planet Fitness go it alone type gym? In your thought?
Well, there are a couple things. The first one is that if you call it accountability, is that people actually want to come here. There's an added ingredient to coming here.
Mm-hmm.
From a regular gym, and that added ingredient is that there is a social atmosphere and you are likely to meet and be around people who are your friends or become your friends.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that is, by itself is enough to change an ugly slogging workout at any old gym
mm-hmm.
into a I can't wait to get there because it's going to be so fun and so funny and we're all going to go through it and you know, groan about it together.
Right.
So that's sort of the front end on the actual doing the workout. And then the second part of it with auxiliary goals like getting your squat weight up, mm-hmm. you know, that has to do with looking around during the WODs and realizing like, oh, that's a deficit for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't necessarily see that or identify it if I was just by myself at some gym.
Right, because you couldn't compare yourself to somebody else, right?
Right. Likewise, when it comes to diet, for example, we went to Green Bean yesterday. We went to Green Bean yesterday, and Katie, Eric Wilson, Colette, and I sat there. We sat there and we talked about food for about 15 minutes, and it's the kind of thing that sort of almost by osmosis, you pick up ways to eat and you recognize that you start to want to eat better because you're around people who are also doing that.
Right.
That's my sense of it. What's your sense of it?
So, when I first started, you know, I obviously came from, like, years and years of being at a regular gym where I just went at whatever time, did whatever, and I thought the biggest pain was that there was specific class times. Like, that was never my bag. I never did, like, group classes at the gym by myself. So I thought it was, like, the biggest pain in to be able to, I need to be here at 4:15. I need to be here at 5:30, noon, whatever. When I first started, I was at noon because I was working second shift. But the more I thought about it, that in itself, having a specific class time, provided me with accountability. Because it was so easy when I was at like a regular gym. Was, okay, you know what, I can go whenever I want. And then whenever I want turned into, I can wait another hour. I can wait another hour and a half. Well, why don't I just take a nap? And then the next thing you know, nah, no gym, right? But knowing that I need to get myself together, get out the door and get to a class at a specific time really helped me, provided me with a lot more accountability.
Yeah, you know, and you can also, I don't know, I just think about having a larger community, whatever it may be. You know, even just the online community of the fact that, you know, I get the CrossFit headquarters email every day and I hear stories and I read stories. And so in that becomes part of the world that's processed through my head in a day.
Mm-hmm.
I could go home and watch, you know.
They put out content every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could go home and watch, you know, what is it called? Housewives of wherever.
Yeah, those are great.
Or I could watch, you know, the Red Sox and,
yep.
You know. And that would start to feel like my extended world, but I don't. My CrossFit's my extended world, and because it is, you know, I'm getting stuff going through my head about nutrition and about exercise and about, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of stuff all the time.
What has kind of led, I don't know, myself personally to branch out my knowledge base about different fitness-related, health-related things that I never thought that I would know about or
from a mere sapling,
right? Yeah. Not that I apply any of the things that I have ever learned to my life whatsoever, but I know about them, I've read about them, you know.
Right.
So that pretty much makes you an expert
in the CrossFit terms, and it's certainly in health,
right?
In the health,
it's like a doctor that smokes, you know.
Right.
I was reading about Tom Brady's method the other day.
Uh-huh.
About what, you know, the TB12 method and what works for him. That's like, I don't think that's something I ever would have been interested in had I not started doing CrossFit.
Right? Not again, not that you would ever try it.
No, God. He doesn't eat eggplants or tomatoes or strawberries, no sugar, no alcohol.
Well, no sugar and alcohol part I could certainly understand.
Yeah. Like, no nightshades.
No nightshades.
Bad for the inflammation.
Really?
Supposedly. He doesn't drink water while he eats his food. That reduces nutrient uptake.
Does it? You know what reduces nutrient uptake? Not eating nutrients.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't had anything green in 4 days. So, I shouldn't be saying that. That's not good.
Well, no, maybe it's good and maybe it's not good. I mean, you know, how do you feel?
Great.
Well, then, kind of hard to argue with feeling
great.
Great
is a relative, I suppose.
Yeah.
Probably not as great as I could.
Yeah. We are, Julia. Would you like to say hello? We're talking about goal setting and community and accountability.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's CrossFit.
Are you one of the 18 unique listeners that we've had on these episodes?
I just heard about it today.
Wow, but we're going to have 19.
Oh, man, we're almost at 20.
Wait, do we get a prize if we hit 20?
I think so. That's when you start being financially reimbursed, I believe. Yeah. I've had enough. This will work.
Yeah, I hope you do.
So what provides you with accountability?
You guys getting in trouble when I haven't been here in a week.
Yeah.
I call her every night, starting at 11, every 15 minutes when she misses a WOD.
Yeah.
Julia, you coming tomorrow? Julia, you coming tomorrow? Julia, because I feel like that's the kind of positive reinforcement you need.
Yeah. So
positive
guilt.
Positive and then...
Guilt. Yeah.
It's just a guilt.
Well, I think guilt is a powerful motivator for sure, right?
Yeah. Oh, I think so. How do you set out your goals? Do you have goals for CrossFit?
My goals? Are weight goals. Mine are just pretty much heavy weights. Mm-hmm. I don't care too much about times or stuff like that.
Do you track it in some way?
Sugar WOD.
And how much do you look at Sugar WOD to kind of figure out where you've been and where you're going?
twice a week, three times a week.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. Full disclosure, I also do not use sugar water. Surprise, surprise.
Well, Julia, water. Thank you for being the example of how to actually do this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I gotta step up.
You really do.
I gotta step up.
Enjoy the rest of this.
All right.
Beautiful day.
Julia, if you have one thing you could say to Seth to try to get him on the straight and narrow with the rest of us, what would it be? How to get accountable?
Do a full rep.
Oh,
I thought we had kind of touched base on that previously, hence why this is called No Rep CrossFit.
There you go.
Well, there you have it, people.
All right,
Julia.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
I can't wait to listen.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. 19 listeners.
Yeah, we're
huge.
We're gonna cut that part out, I think. So. I think for me, one of the accountability pieces is we have developed a friend group here, right? That, I mean, for the last couple of years or whatever. And
right.
There is that group chat. And if you skip a workout or if you post a time or whatever, and it's going to get posted or talked about in that group chat, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, that's like, damn, that's one of the things why... going back to the rest day podcast, going back, you know.
Yeah.
Is that I don't like to miss workouts because I'm afraid I will be chastised. And for me, that's a good motivator. And for everybody, that's not the case. But for me, that works.
What I really enjoy is that, and it's all good nature, but people get chastised when they're not here. It's sort of open season.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
It's just really fun.
And you don't want to not come because you don't know what people are going to say about you.
Yeah. So Sunday... was run a mile and then do what it was like heavy deadlifts, 225 pounds,
yep.
21:15.9. And you weren't here, and my thought was, Seth doesn't want to light up his back.
Yeah.
And Sean wasn't here, and I thought,
I
Sean
actually
doesn't
was
want
here.
To light up his back. Oh, you were here earlier, but left.
I worked out at 8 a.m. I snatched, trying to get to 225.
I've heard that you come here for the snatches.
Yeah. I mean, it's all part of the CrossFit program.
Did you snatch?
I did.
You get 225?
No. Oh. I got 155. So we're almost there.
You're on our way.
We're on our way up. But for me, that works. Just having people give me a hard time about missing the same running workout or missing the Karen workout, the 150 wall balls.
But you've never actually done it.
4 years, and I've skipped it every single time that it's come up.
And we torture you about it, and you still don't do it.
No, and I never will. I mean, it's the same way that Katie Monahan misses Fran quite frequently.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think we all know the workouts that we each other like and don't like, and that's what makes that accountability of ribbing each other a little bit more for missing them.
Yeah, I think that's true. So just going back to tracking stuff, is there anything that you track, any way that you track anything in your life?
No. No.
So how do you...
My work...
So,
outside of work, I'm just a free spirit, you know?
There's a lot to be said for that. I mean, absolutely. Although, I don't know...
Or I'm just a giant, disorganized...
You say tomato, I say
ball
tomato.
Of anxiety, you know,
well,
one or the other.
So, but if what you wanted to do was get better at a specific thing in CrossFit,
mm-hmm.
like 225 snatch... So you don't really, if I understand it correctly, don't have any particular method you would immediately put in place.
Nope. Nothing. I mean, I could Google it and you could come up with some type of, you know, snatch program, or I could just modify a previous strength cycle that we've done to snatches, whatever. I mean, I would know how to do it. I don't think I would. It's just like we talked about during the eating thing is, you can look at MyFitnessPal and you'll see mine personally and see that I'll track my macros for like 3 days at a time, and then the wheels just completely come off and I stop.
So when we first got it,
you could see I would log 2 or 3 workouts and then I wouldn't log. Same thing. I had a notebook. I've tried a lot of different things.
Let me ask a different question. A thought experiment. Let's say that you know, a bunch of us were tracking things in a particular way, and you saw us really gaining on you, and you saw us getting better, getting stronger, looking better, and
looking better, like
even better.
Facial features, or looking, just like body wise?
Body wise. Okay. Even more.
Facial features would be tough to catch up.
So, would that create some incentive for you to say, oh, geez, you know, now I've really got to start up in my game?
That's a good question. I think you guys all, most of you, a lot of you do use Sugar Wad, don't you?
I use Sugar Wad.
Yeah.
I don't know that Sugar Wad helps me get better workouts day to day. Like, for the actual wads, it's just fun. But it doesn't make me work any harder.
I know some of our friends, Dave, who was on the nutrition podcast, and Ash, who's does keto diet.
He's a brown belt in keto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And they use, you know, the MyFitnessPal or whatever to track their food. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dave did say that. Does Ash do that?
Yeah.
I know Ash pricks his finger.
I think he uses the FitnessPal.
Does he?
Thing. Well, just, you got to keep track of how much fat you're taking in or whatever. I think that's how he does it. But, I mean, I've tried all those things, and I don't know if I really saw other, if there was some type of, you know, magic bullet that worked. I've tried tracking things in a number of ways. I don't think I would do it. And, you know, no matter what the results would be. I guess if you were guaranteed to get X result, you're guaranteed that you're going to get skinny if you do this. You're guaranteed to get stronger if you use this app. I probably would do it. But again, it's just, I have to put the work in, and I don't think that's gonna. Since we have blasted me for the last, you know, half hour, let's talk about accountability. Yeah, as far as like mobility, which is a huge, huge part of this, right?
Yep.
What do you think about mobility?
I think that from the perspective of CrossFit, they talk about it being extremely important. But it's clearly an auxiliary thing for CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of that, it's one of those things that you have to, for the most part, create your own accountability for.
That's one thing that I do. I generally mobilize before a workout for at least a half hour.
You're always here.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume
that's one thing I do.
Yeah.
I think that's mostly injury prevention stuff. Because I feel like, whether it's true or not, that that's going to prevent me from blowing out my knees or whatever before the workout.
Interesting. I always wonder, you know, I don't know that I've ever gotten here before you.
Yeah. Because I have the availability to be able to come in like a half hour before the workout and get stretched out and mobilize a little bit, get my shoulders loose, because that's a sticking point.
Well, that's a great example of where you have created accountability for yourself, however you did. How do you think you did it?
I genuinely think that it's because I didn't want to get hurt. So it's just like, for a long time, I didn't do that. I would just pop in, do the workout. And then I started, you know, little tweaks here, just like the nature of the type of workouts that we do.
Sure.
I would start, you know, tweak my hamstring, tweak my shoulder, pec, whatever it is. As if then slowly I started coming in 5 minutes early to try to work out that injury and make sure that that doesn't happen again. And then that just turned into a half hour of just trying to get things moving a little.
So, you know, do you have a, you know, if anybody's out there listening, if they're newer to CrossFit or if they're interested in setting or creating goals, you are obviously the ideal person to ask.
Right.
How, you know, do you, what would be your advice?
If I had to say one thing to set a goal, is make it obtainable. Because sometimes people will come in and say, I want to do this. And like, you're really far off. Like, I want to do 10 butterfly pull-ups, but you're on ring rows. Like, you are many steps away from doing that. So that should not be your goal. I mean, your goal should eventually be to do that, but come up with other things in between there.
Yeah, if you have goals along the way, then you can celebrate and then kind of reframe it and go for the next goal and celebrate again.
Right. Saying I want to do a workout RX is great, but being able to do pieces of that workout to start RX are great jumping off points. you know, I can't do this thruster weight, but I'd like to be able to do the pull-ups. So do that part if you can. Make, you know, chip away at it. What do you think?
Well, I would strongly urge everyone to listen to this podcast, No Rep XFit.
Yeah.
Because those guys really know what they're talking
about.
They
get it all tied together, yeah.
Now, I would strongly advise people to join a community of people who are like-minded. If you want an overall goal of fitness, you need to find the right community of people who are interested in getting fit. And that extends to finding online communities. Yeah. It extends to... I
mean, it doesn't have to be physically this space.
No.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be CrossFit. You know, I mean, it can be a... If you like to run, it's a running club. If you like to swim, it's a spinning club. You know? And if you're an introvert, you're just done.
It's over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just pack it in.
just revel in the fact that nobody's ever going to see you anyway.
Right. Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
And you're right. Perfect. That works. That's good advice.
Well, there it was. Podcast 4.
1.4.
We'll see you. Our next guest is special guest, a professional dancer. It's going to show me how to touch my toes. All right. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining.